Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Heather. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Charlene Hicknight, and I received a debit on my bank account for a product that I don't recognize even ordering from you for $67.32. Can you explain to me what that's in reference to?
Yes, ma'am. Can you provide me with your zip code?
Yes, 49509.
Your first and last name?
Charlene Hignite, Hignite.
And can you verify your address for me?
Yes, 3932 Clyde Park Southwest, number 308. I don't know what it's in reference to.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I have an account pulled up and my computer is loading. Just bear with me.
Okay. Well, it's quite a bit of money there, so.
Okay, thank you so much for holding. So I see the charge for $67.32. Okay, so did you go online and sign up to win a free Crusette pot?
Excuse me, I can't hear you. Can you repeat that?
Yes, ma'am. Did you go online and pay a fee of $5.74 for a Crusette pot?
For a, what is it in reference to?
A cooking pot, a Crusette cooking pot?
Yes.
Okay, so that's where the charge is coming from. It's actually not for the actual pot, but a sweepstakes entry for a chance to win the pot. So when you paid the $5.74, it automatically rolled you into like a sweepstakes membership where you're going to be charged a certain amount for a better chance of winning every so often. So I say the $67, it'll give you a 1 in 100 chance of winning that pot, and so on and so on and so on until you actually win it.
Okay. So let me make sure I understand you, that the shipping charge for the $5.74 put me into a sweepstakes?
Yes,
that
ma'am.
Correct?
So, okay. Yeah, absolutely. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I don't want that.
Okay,
all right.
We can cancel.
How can I? Yes, please.
Yeah, we can cancel the membership.
Okay.
Would you like a cancellation number?
Yes.
Okay, you see it's in Charlene. 263.
Uh-huh. Okay, hold on. Hold on, please. Okay, C is in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
263.
263.
Mm-hmm. 567.
567.
684.
68. Okay, so that's a cancellation order.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does that cancel the $5 also?
No, ma'am.
$5? No, it does not. Okay, mm-hmm. It cancels the $67.32. Is that correct?
No, ma'am. It's not giving you a refund. It's just canceling, so you won't be charged any further.
Okay. All right. So you're saying that you're holding me responsible for this amount of money?
Yes, ma'am. The charges are valid. You agreed to the terms and conditions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The cancellation order is C263567684.
Yes, ma'am. 263567684.
Uh-huh. Okay, but you're holding me liable for the $67.32.
Yes,
is that correct?
Let me speak with my supervisor to see if there's anything we can do.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much for holding. So I spoke with my supervisor, and she's allowing me to issue a 35% refund.
She's giving me how much? 35% refund?
Mm-hmm.
And how much would that make it?
You'll get back $23.56.
Okay, so I'm getting a 35% refund of $23.56, is that correct?
Okay, so the charges is $67.32. Those are valid charges because you agreed to the terms and conditions, and my supervisor allowed me to give you 35% back, and 35% is $23.56.
Okay. All right. I don't think you people are really very honest, but thank you for your time.
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling, Coach.